Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and we are going to talk about marketing today. One of my passions, and I love when we get to have experts and niche in on different parts of the marketing circle. And the main message for you today is that we're going to talk about how you can stop leaving money on the table by settling for a website that underperforms. I've been in multiple meetings the last few days. It's like, do I even need a website? What should be a website? What should be on it? All these great conversations out there. And how you're going to benefit is that so many of the builders and our affiliates out there are getting ripped off by the most web designers because there aren't building sites that convert. And so what Caitlin Slocum Design, they prioritize website strategies so construction companies get real results so they can confidently scale, capturing a huge return on their marketing investment. Tribe, this stuff's so important. And my perspective is I'm so excited to have a conversation around blue-collar websites, the warriors that do the work. And builders need to always be marketing, but how do they do that while they're out there building? And so that what we're going to be talking about is what can every contractor do to improve their marketing? So we get to have Caitlin Slocum, who her whole tagline is all about scaling your construction business with a high caliber website that converts. Let's grab a beverage, head over to Vancouver, Washington, have as much fun as possible, get to know Caitlin's story and talk about marketing and websites. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
So I really am a margarita person. I love tequila. Any chance I can have a margarita, that is my drink. Puts me on the beach somewhere.
Nice. Is it any certain one? Like, is it like are you like the spicy kind or a certain type of tequila?
I like spicy, but I'm just like classic margarita on the rocks with salt. That's, there you go. Yeah. Basic.
<it. laughs> Well, what's a favorite place you've traveled, Caitlin?
Yeah, so kind of along those lines, my husband and I, about a year ago, went on an anniversary trip to Tulum, Mexico. We've been to Mexico several times, but Tulum was just a really special spot, and we had a blast. We stayed in a little hut in the Mayan jungle, very remote, but it was super fun.
Awesome. And what is your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos we're going to talk about around website marketing that we passionately call the art of construction?
Yeah, I have a lot of hobbies and interests, but my husband and I, we are gamer nerds. So that is what we do in our spare time together. We game together.
Awesome. Well, tell us your story that led you to becoming a web designer for contractors.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how far back you want me to go. Way back when, I was actually a music major. Music is one of my passions. Long story short, that career path didn't work out. I'd been in school for 6 years and was racking up all this student debt. Just like, I didn't have a lot of guidance of what I should do with my life. And so wasted a lot of money, ended up settling for a business degree because I was like, I can do, you know, whatever with that. I started out working for a marketing company here in like the Portland area, started having babies. And when I got pregnant with my second son, the company, it was a startup and they went under. So I was having to scramble to find a job. We needed both incomes to make ends meet at this time. And so I started waitressing and I had a family friend who owned his own consulting company in like the wastewater industry. His niche was like grease interceptors. It was super niche and super strange. Anyways, I think he extended a hand to me and he's like, you went to school for business, right? I need you to update my website and do some social media stuff for me. And I was like, well, I didn't really go to school for like web design or development or social media. But anyways, he paid me. He's like, you're younger. You can teach yourself. You'll catch on, whatever. So I just started dinking around on his website and doing different, you know, services for him. I'd edit documents and proofread and do whatever like thing that he needed me to do. And he was the one who kind of encouraged me to start my own business. So I was like, yeah, okay. But it didn't take me long to find out that the thing that I really loved doing was the web design part of it. I've always been a creative. And so the rest of the business administrative stuff didn't interest me. So I took the money he was paying me, and just invested in learning that skill and started freelancing. And one of the first web design programs I was in, really, they wanted you to focus on niching down because, you know, web design is such a big space and there's so many different kinds of businesses and industries. So I had to really think about, okay, like who are the clients that I want to serve? And it came to me pretty easily, actually. All of my family were blue collar business owners. So I had, my grandpa was a mechanic for, you know, 25 years, owned his own shop. My stepdad was a very successful roofing contractor in southern Minnesota. My dad and my other grandpa owned an HVAC company. So I've just been always surrounded. I grew up in the Midwest, so I was just always surrounded by these blue collar, you know, tradesmen type people. And I just like, I don't know, I love those people. They were like family to me. I just kind of understood their values and things like that. And so it was really easy for me to go into that space. And it also made sense too, because I saw a need in the construction, the blue collar industry for the services that I was offering. They were a little bit more behind industries and getting out there, excuse me, and getting out there as far as like digital marketing and websites and that kind of thing. So I was like, great, I have the people that I love working with and that I can relate to, who could benefit and get value out of what I'm offering. And so that's kind of how I niched into web design for contractors and blue collar businesses.
Awesome. So you stumbled in. I'd love to hear the story, how people get into niching in construction and whatever they're doing around construction. And it's really the people first mentality. And so I'm curious, what do you think is different about marketing in construction versus other industries when you niched in to construction?
Yeah. So one of the most obvious ones that stands out to me is you're not selling, you know, a $5 coffee or, you know, this repeatable purchase that is inexpensive and pretty risk-free. You're selling big ticket items, you know, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on what industry you're in and what kind of clientele you work with. So your marketing has to be very thought through and strategic, because your whole, in order to sell your services, you really need to build trust with the like with consumers and with the people you're marketing to, because that's a huge investment that they're making. So I see that as a big difference in some other industries, is just how do we frame our messaging? How do we tell our story that builds trust for people to make such an investment with our company and the services that we're offering? Most people don't just jump in and spend, you know, $100,000 on a project. Like, there's a lot of research and just a lot that goes into making that kind of decision and feeling comfortable with that. And so I think that is like the biggest difference in marketing in construction versus other industries.
Cool. So I'm curious, how important is it to have a website for everyone in construction?
Yeah. So I'm a little biased. I'm a web designer, right? But authentically, I'm 29 years old. It is absolutely important to have a website, because we've already been seeing this shift with just living in the digital age. More and more people are researching online. If you tell them what your business is, they're going to your website to learn more. It's just common practice to go to Google and search for contractors in your area, do research on a company. Having that online presence is absolutely crucial. Now, if you're just starting out in your business, it's not like you have to go and get this full-blown custom website. I mean, you know, don't put the cart before the horse, but having a basic website when you're at least starting out is still absolutely necessary. Today's consumers going to the web to research you and your competitors before they make contact with you. It's kind of like that first conversation that you're having with them. And so having one's absolutely crucial. And referrals and stuff are very relevant still and powerful. But if you're looking to scale and grow your business, gaining more clients means appealing to those people who are or showing up for those people who are searching for you online. I had one client this past year. They were a general contractor and they reached out to me to get a website. They'd been in business for, 5 to 7 years and had a decent sized crew. And they were starting to bid on like commercial jobs, either for the city or I can't really remember. But one thing that they told me was the first thing that they always are asked, even by, you know, the city or other commercial jobs that they were bidding on, was, do you have a website? Those people were wanting to check out the websites of the people who were bidding on their jobs. And when they were saying no, they were automatically ruled out as an option because they had nowhere to go to get information, to see a portfolio of work. So it's absolutely crucial, no matter what stage in your business, to have some form of a web presence out there.
So what are some of the qualities that are potential clients looking for in a contractor's website, meaning the other side of it? What are the crucial things that you need to do? And I totally agree with you, is you got to start small, learn by doing. And as you build your business, you build your website and your presence as you scale it up. But where do you start? What are the qualities that are the top tier things to start with?
Yeah. So kind of just going back to messaging and the unique challenges that construction faces with marketing, the most important thing that you can do on your website is to build trust. So there's a couple different things that you could do to build trust on your website. So one of them, and again, this can be done with very simple basic websites to like the full scale custom websites, having social proof, case studies, customer testimonials and reviews. We all rely on what other people say about a product or service before we purchase, like whether it's on Amazon or trying out a new restaurant. We do the same thing with contractors and construction companies. And that's why referrals are so powerful, because they're like a physical testimonial of a job well done. So showcasing those types of social proof on your website of a proven track record of happy clients, that's like an absolute essential that people are going to be looking for, is that you have a track record and people trust you. And that works to build up that trust. I also, as honest and transparent as you can be in the process of working with you, your pricing, your organization. So many people have been like burned by just shady contractors, and it causes a hurdle for the ones doing it right, you know? So as honest and transparent you can be in your business processes and stuff, is also super valuable to have on your website. Offering helpful content, whether that's in the form of blog posts or, maybe you have a frequently asked questions page where you're answering actual client questions that you get on a regular basis, or that people are asking online, just establishing yourself as a trusted source, for all of their questions. I think our top qualities you should start with is just really the framework of building your website to establish trust with the people who are searching for you online.
Totally agree. This next topic is one that's I'm really passionate about when it comes to talking about marketing. And I'm always talking about the riches are in the niches, and it's quality over quantity, but you have to have the right amount of quality as you're scaling your business. How can websites be better at lead qualification? And bad lead qualification can lead to sales reps on pointless calls all day, or even if you're a solopreneur, you're spending all this time chasing your tail. What's your take on that whole conversation?
Yeah. So I love talking about niching. It has benefited my business so much. If you haven't heard the phrase before, if you're marketing to everyone, you're marketing to no one. It seems counterintuitive to narrow your focus down to a very specific, you know, ideal client. But in the end, when those people come to you and they see you as the total solution for everything that they're looking for, because everything that you're writing on your website and your imagery and your past projects, they all perfectly align with those people who are landing on your site. And you're not going to leave other people out by doing that. People who are not your ideal client will still reach out to you. But having that focus niche is so important. And it leads to more profits in your business. So a way that a website can better qualify leads, well, the first thing that you need to do is get clear on who you want to be attracting. Really asking the questions like, who is my ideal client? What age are they? What how much do they make a year? And, you know, what kind of lifestyle do they lead? Because then when you move forward with a custom web design or content creation, you're directing all of that information that you've gathered, putting your ideal client together to that person, and it's going to resonate perfectly with them. So, how you can then translate getting better qualified leads on your website, again, building that valuable content, become the go-to in your industry for your ideal client by answering the questions and talking about the topics that people are looking for and interested in. And you can do that in blog posts, again, case studies and customer stories, free PDF downloads that have like useful information or checklists or advice on a particular topic. People love leaving a website having a free tool, and it establishes a very good impression of your brand in their head, and they'll come back wanting more when you provide that value. With the phone calls thing, because I run into this all the time with my clients, they're so they're on the job site, right? They don't have hours of time every day to be answering client questions, and there's just more efficiency that can be put into your business if you fully utilize your website to its full potential. So utilizing a frequently asked questions page is such an underrated and underutilized tool on a website. Because I know you get the same, you know, questions from clients all the time. It's like, what's the investment? How do you take payment? How long till I get a quote? Whatever those questions might be, put them on your website. People will find them, and they'll get those questions answered that they'd normally pick up the phone and call for. And that just saved you, you know, however much time just answering those common client questions. Also optimizing your contact forms. If your goal, and every contractor or business in the construction space will have maybe different objectives for their business. Maybe you want as many leads from your website as possible. You might, and to do that, make a super simple contact form, name, email, message, boom, you know, call us for a free quote. You're going to get a lot of responses because you haven't required a lot of information from the people who are reaching out to you. If you're wanting to narrow down who's reaching out, start asking for a little bit more information. Like, what is their budget? What services are you interested in? Really, it's more the people who are serious about actually getting the job done who are reaching out to you, and not just a bunch of like call for like people price shopping and that kind of thing. So that's one way you can kind of pre-qualify your leads too, is getting intentional about how you structure things, even as simple as the contact form on your website.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Those are definitely the low-hanging fruit of like how to you best use. Any other overall website strategies that you'd like to share with the tribe?
Oh yeah, I have tons. And I like to start with honestly, just like the basics of website strategy. And again, this comes from a place of love. I see so many contractors and blue collar business owners. You guys are just so busy. I understand that like marketing sometimes is not a main priority. And we just came through, you know, that time from COVID on, and you, like most of you, were super busy. Leads and jobs were flowing in like crazy, but it's a time when things get slower to really focus on this stuff and optimize so that you can move forward and be successful in your marketing strategy. So I have a few best practices I could share. The first one, and it seems really simple, but make your call to actions on your website super direct and obvious. So I go to a lot of websites and it's hard to find the button to like get in touch with the company, and people are really lazy and have short attention spans nowadays. So you need to make that sucker like big and bold and in their face and tell them what you want them to do. Like call for a free quote, schedule a consultation, book a service, whatever your call to action is, make it very clear and very obvious. And that you're going to see, you know, an increase in your conversions just by doing that tiny little tweak on your website. Another one is simplifying your website navigation. So best practice is to not have more than 7 links in your top navigation. You would think that you're wanting to give people all the choices to go wherever they want on your website. But again, people don't like choices and they get very stressed when they have to make decisions. So keeping your navigation very simple with the main pages that are money-making pages for you, usually your service pages, and then a contact page. But other links to your site, even like your blog or your about, your team or things like that, you can still include those links on your site, but maybe down in the footer. Those aren't usually pages that like lead to a sale. They're usually pages that go to more information. So cleaning up your main navigation and having just like the direct services and like more sales related pages at the top and simplifying that for your users is going to help their experience a lot. And you'll see more interaction with people on your website. Social proof, like I covered before, including testimonials and reviews is a must on your website. No one wants to try out, you know, the contractor or the construction company that has no reviews, because you don't like, nobody's going to know anything about, you know, the type of work that you do, unless they were directly referred, of course. But when people are going online, they need to see that social proof and that track record. And if you want to spice it up even more, video testimonials, video client testimonials are even better, because you're putting a face to the name. They're saying a quick 30 to 60 second bit on the problem they had, how you guys came to solve the problem, the results, you know, their kind words. And people love seeing another person attached to a good word, and it helps build that trust again. Using real professional images and not stock photos is another way to build trust. They'll see you as a legitimate company. They'll be able to see the face behind the name of the organization. Again, people like to relate to other people. So if at all possible, to use real images and good quality images to put on a website, that's going to help you a lot as well. And then my last quick tip is using that main headline that's on your website, having the headline be short and a clear headline that communicates the value that you offer. So, you know, don't just say something like, you know, we're the best roofers or builders in Colorado or wherever you're at. Write and speak to your client. Talk to them, talk way more about them and how you can provide a solution and make their lives better than you're talking about yourself. Because that pulls on the heart and the wants and the needs that your consumers have. And it's going to have more of an effect and build more trust than you just saying how great you are. So having that short, clear headline that communicates the value they'll get from working with you is a no-brainer as well for your website.
Yeah, great stuff. We went through the full story brand program with Donald Miller, and I think that's a great lesson where it talks through how you have to be the guide and you have to figure out who the heroes and who the villains are. And I think in construction, we're famous for saying we're the heroes, but we're not. We're the guides. The heroes are the people that are putting the money down, and it's their place, right? Yeah. And we have to figure out what villains are in the way and market around that is something that really, you know, put a lot of guidance to me when I was putting myself in my customer's shoes. So I totally agree with that. Well, I got to challenge you a little bit, Caitlin. You've talking about what we should do. What give us some client success stories for the contractors and affiliates listening to this today that may want to be reaching out to you.
Heck yeah. So one of my favorite client success stories was actually a friend of mine. We live in the same area, and he he's built pole barns for the past 20, 25 years. He never had a website. His jobs were always referral and word of mouth. That's how he got his jobs. And he lives in a rural area in Oregon. And his wife was on him like, you need to get a website. Like she could see the importance of it. He was just busy going from job to job, but it was getting a little strained. Their only marketing that they were doing was they were posting in their local paper, like ads every now and then. So it got to a point where he wasn't knowing where his next job was coming from. And so I worked with him And the website I created for him, super simple. It was a very simple site. Still had, you know, the important website strategies, like the basic strategies put in place. And then I did some SEO for him to just get him more visibility online. He had one of his friends who was a competitor, and he's like, I'm sick of him showing up on, you know, above me in the search engines, and like, let's beat him. And he was just like really motivated to get himself out there. So we worked together with the website and SEO and got him to beat his buddy in the rankings, showed up on, you know, page one of Google. So he was getting a lot more visibility. And then the people who were landing on his website were actually reaching out to him. So he went from not knowing where his next job was coming from to being completely booked out for the whole year. And he was actually having to turn jobs away because he didn't have the team of people he needed to take on multiple projects at one time. And so I just will not forget how he came up to me a couple months after us working together. And he was just so elated. He's just like, he's like, I can't even pick up the phone. Like, he was just so swamped and so busy. So that's like my favorite success story and one of my very early websites. And so it was awesome to help him with that. And then I have a couple other clients. Some friends of mine in Minnesota took over their dad's plumbing company when he sadly passed away from cancer. And so they had a really outdated WordPress website. And I'll give them credit. Their dad did a lot of good work with their SEO guy to get the basics set up for them there as far as getting found online. But we really needed to modernize the site and do some additional work. So we launched their new site, and to date they have a conversion rate of 11%, which is incredible. A good conversion rate can be anywhere between, you know, 3% and 6%. So 11%, I was just like floored by. And then a couple local concrete companies in my area here. Again, brand new websites. These were people who have a really good reputation in the area and were getting a ton of business from referrals, but they knew they wanted to scale further. And to do that, they needed to get like those online leads and those new clients of people searching for, you know, concrete contractors in their area and grow even more. So we built them a brand new website. They have a 22% conversion rate, which again is just crazy that many people who land on their website, 1 out of 5 is reaching out to them for a quote or for work. And then that same company has a concrete delivery, like a concrete mix company, and they deliver the concrete, mix it on site. And that was a redesign for them. But we launched them with a 22% conversion rate as well. So super excited about the success that my clients are having by getting themselves out there, building a website that reflects their values, the trust that they've built in the community, you know, for the last, you know, couple decades. And then getting those new clients by having that online presence has just been incredible to watch.
Awesome. Well, good on you. What are some of the things that you see contractors consistently getting wrong in their website marketing?
Yeah. So I wanted to go back. It's funny that you brought up StoryBrand because this is immediately where my mind went. The biggest improvement that the construction industry as a whole could make is their messaging. And I can't emphasize enough how important the words that you put on your website or on your social media, wherever you're marketing, those words are so important. So website design and the strategy behind design is absolutely important for users interacting on the site, but design primes us to buy, but your copy, your written content is what actually does the selling. And so, yeah, I agree with you. If any construction company can borrow and read Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, as well as Marketing Made Simple. I'm going through these two in my own business right now. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, this advice and the plan that he lays out for you step by step is priceless, and it will profit your business so much more by just implementing the steps in these books. I'm not an expert in StoryBrand at all, but I am so happy. I have a partner in the area who he's a business coach, but he's actually a StoryBrand certified guide. And so I'm like, I need to bring you on my team for my clients to work with you, because I'm like, you'll just make me look better. Yes, I can increase their conversion rates just by focusing on, you know, design and functionality, but we'll be able to double or triple what I can do just by getting their copy right. And so having that certified guide of the StoryBrand and helping construction companies get their messaging right for the people that they're selling to and partnering with is absolutely crucial. So like, people don't care about what you do. They care about how you can solve their problems and make their lives better. You need to come in as the guide and make your written content on your site about them and not about you.
Love it. And I love how you're talking about, you can't be an expert in anything, right? So online presence is a lot of different things of people working together and coming together. And that's where we've launched the Art of Construction Master Facilitator program, because niching in this stuff, like you keep referencing SEO and conversion rates, that's an important thing, but there's a lot of other touches around all that stuff.
100%.
And you can't do it all yourself. And I think that's the longer we go through this, it's we call it the AOC IT house, and we're really constructifying how your IT and marketing and works for the builders and affiliates out there, because they really get and they understand how to speak hammers and nails, but understanding how it all comes together. So overall, how do you think marketing in the construction industry can be improved?
So this brings me back to the dear people in my life who own their own, you know, construction businesses. And I loved seeing how they did business, especially my grandpa, my papa. Everyone in the community knew him, and he was very, and I feel like a lot of people in construction are this way. It's based on relationships. And it can be easy to think like, oh, if I'm marketing online, like, you know, the relationship aspect of it is taken out, or like the being together in person and having a beer and shaking hands and building those relationships is left out. But that's not the case. It's different. But just today, when you're on your website and your social and whatever content or marketing you're putting out there, that's like the first introduction that people online are having with your company. So you can still take those values. You do this by telling the right story and building those relationships with prospective clients. Taking that in person, have a beer, shake your hand, that in-person part of construction and doing business, and translating that into your messaging and your website and your social, people will still feel like they know you when you're marketing yourself and setting up your messaging that way. We're still like, construction is still relationships. My business is still a relationships business. You're just taking it from in person and you're translating that into a digital space, and people are still going to feel like they know you, they like you, they trust you when you're doing it the right way. And so that's what I really think like the construction industry marketing could improve, is just kind of like breaking down those walls. Like, this does not have to be stuffy marketing or like skeezy marketing techniques. It should be very authentic and relational. And that's how you're going to start to build momentum in your marketing strategy.
I totally agree with that. The longer I go through this great game of business and my mantra of always be marketing, it's just be as real as you can be. But keep putting yourself out there, because you got to be in front of people or they're going to move on.
Yeah.
What are some of the other benefits of a great website just beyond more sales?
Yeah. Saving time. Again, for construction particularly, you don't have the time to be answering a bunch of, you know, common questions, and meeting with those clients, yes, is important. And it's good to, you know, be on the phone and having those relationships. But there are just some things that you could use on your website that'll just save you time, and not having people call you with mundane, you know, repetitive questions. Like, put it on your website, utilize your website to be a tool and to making your business and your time more efficient. Also automating processes and systems to make your business run more efficiently. So You know, if you can have your website be a place where people can, you know, book an appointment or a consultation or get a quote, like an on-site quote, if that's something that you offer, have them book it on your website and save yourself the time of, you know, getting on the phone and pulling out a paper calendar and writing it down and risk it being lost somewhere. I don't know. Just, you can utilize your website to make your processes and your systems more efficient for you, but also for your clients. Building brand awareness and establishing, again, that first impression. Another reason is like your competitors are doing it. So if they're doing it, you should be doing it. It's, I know construction's competitive, and a lot of times it's like you have smaller construction companies and they're competing against like large companies that have been in business for several years and have this reputation. And so you have to put yourself out there, like you said, because if you don't, like, people are going to gloss over you, like you said, or they won't even know that you exist. And then lastly, it's your website is an asset that you should own. I'm not a fan of web companies, or a lot of times they're advertising companies that say that you're going to, they'll build you a website and all that stuff. And I just got off the phone with somebody yesterday who their contract is ending with this advertising company that they did not like working with, that charged an arm and a leg and they weren't getting results. And that advertising company built their website. And when their contract's done, poof, his website's just gone. They take it away. So he doesn't actually own his website. So get a website that you own, not done through an advertising company who, like, they build it on their software and whatever, and it, you don't have much access. Or if the contract ends, it goes away. But your website should be an asset that you own. Social media strategy, social media, advertising companies, paid ads, all of those change over time, and they have their good uses, but like algorithms change and there's always a new social media, you know, that's popping up. And, so those things are constantly shifting and changing, but your website is something you own that gives you a consistent platform for your business, that won't just like go away with the wind. So, that's another really important benefit.
I totally agree. And don't expect what you don't inspect. Like, make sure you know what the login is and know enough to like understand, are you Wix or WordPress or Weebly, right, or what those different things, like, make sure you ask the question on when you're investing in this to be able to scale it up and follow the Mack truck rule. If that person's gone or this company's gone, you can still carry on and understand how domain names work. And just a few marketing 101 is critical stuff if you're going to take the reins of being a business owner or take, you know, be the decision maker for those types of things. I totally
agree. Makes me, I can't even tell you how many times I've been on the phone with a company that just overnight doesn't have access to their website anymore. Either it might've been a coded website. That's a very old site, but like a hand coded site where they need to find a developer, or they had somebody who was hosting their site on their own network and that person's not in business anymore. And literally they can't find their contact information anywhere. And it breaks my heart because then these people have to start all the way over from scratch. And it's really frustrating. I hate too that the construction industry or just businesses in general are ripped off in this way, and burned, because of these terrible, anyways. So yes, agreed with you. Own your own stuff. You have the login.
Appreciate that. Well, as we work towards, putting a bow tie on this thing, how do you know what kind of marketing you need and who to hire to get that dialed in?
So we're all in different places in our business. I would say for new businesses just starting out, focus on branding. Get and not just a logo. Branding's like your logo, color palettes, themes, font styles, like a cohesive package of what your brand is, and it should represent who you are and what your values are. So branding a simple website to start out, that has that consistent branding throughout. And that branding, again, will go on your business cards and like letterhead and invoices and all that stuff. Just have a very consistent suite of materials. A very simple website to start out. You can always build off of it. And a Google My Business page. Google My Business is 100% free. Everyone uses Google. I think Google has like 95 or 98 or something percent of the market share of like certain people who use search engines. So it's a free profile where you can, you know, put all your business information, you can put photos of your past work, of your team, contact info. And it shows up when people do local searches, you know, when they're searching for, you know, home builders in, you know, Vancouver, Washington. It shows up in that list on Google search. So that would be for new businesses, branding, simple website, free Google My Business. If you have a website currently, but you're not getting a lot of traffic and you want to get more visibility online, then you're going to want to look for like short-term, like quick return on investment and short-term strategies, especially if you're in like a seasonal type business where you have slower months than others. You can use Google Ads to, you know, boost, you know, the traffic that you're getting and the calls and that kind of thing in those slower periods of time, or just in general, if you want to, you know, get more jobs and you want a quick turnaround, quick ROI, a Google Ads specialist would be one route you could go. Or, if you want to focus on the long game, long-term SEO is going to give you long-term gains, consistency. It can take quite a bit of time, but once, if you stay consistent, it'll be like a snowball and you'll be able to increase your ranking on Google. And as you increase your ranking on Google, you're going to get more visibility for people searching for your type of services in their area. And then third, if you're an established business, you have a website, but you're looking to scale, I would highly recommend talking to a web designer, but a designer that focuses on strategy and really cares about the custom approach for your business. So every single contractor is going to have different business objectives, ideal clients, competitors. And so your website should be approached from a very personal, unique, strategic sense. So finding somebody who, and ask them, you know, what could be done to, the first thing you need to see when you're going this route is you have to know your numbers, on your website. How much traffic are you getting out of that traffic? How many people are reaching out to you? That's your conversion rate. Are only 1 in 100 reaching out? What is that? A 1% conversion rate? Well, if you want it to be 10 out of 100, who can you talk to get your, you know, to 10 times your conversion rate and give you that much more opportunity for a sale? So that's where website strategy comes into play. So if you talk to a designer, make sure it's not a designer that just cares about like what your site looks like. Yes, that is important, but it should also be driven from a strategic standpoint where they're really looking into who's using your website, who your ideal client is, what your own objectives are, because it's different from industry to industry and business to business, what your competitors are doing, what apps can be integrated to streamline your business and make your website a more effective tool. So that would be my recommendation for contractors who are looking to scale, as well as long-term SEO, again, to increase your visibility, grow your client base online, and then even social media marketing and management to give you that consistent online presence. And those can all be used together to get more traffic and visibility and build trust and more jobs.
Awesome. And we, for a call to action, we asked you, you put a cool new download plug that we'll put in the show notes, also on your website, 10 things every construction website needs in 2023. So thank you for putting that together. And as we close this thing out, what is your crystal ball for the future when it comes to technology in construction?
Yeah, my crystal ball. So I definitely am looking forward to, and I know it'll happen, the trades and the construction industry will catch up on their marketing. We have a big shift right now, you know, happening with, you know, these older generations that were like my grandpa and my stepdad, and who were used to the in-person and the handshake and just building relationships that way. We're seeing the shift of that still applies, but we're needing to show up online now. There's a whole world, a whole sea of people Googling for your services in their area. And if you're not online and not making an effort to have a relationship with those people too, you're just missing out on a huge opportunity for growth and scaling your business. So I know that my crystal ball is that the construction industry will catch up in their marketing. And my hope is growth in construction. I want to see a lot more young people come into the trades. Even growing up in rural Minnesota, it was never talked about in school as like that being an option. And so I'm very hopeful that, you know, we'll have some more young people come into the space and see it as the valuable career that it is.
Good on you. Love it. And what is that one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about as they go out there to crush it and grow their business?
Yeah. Even if it's scary, you got to get out there online. So even if you're just starting out, don't let it hold you back, put yourself out there. And it's something I did with my own business. I very much was learn as I go, but you fall forward. You learn by trial and error. So just start small, build upon what you have, and get online in front of all of those new people you don't know who are wanting to do business with you.
I love it. Caitlin, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you so much.
All right. So much gold there that we always have to be marketing and keeping our online presence and putting ourselves out there like she talked about. And my big takeaways is that there's lots of risk in these big ticket items. And your website is that place that you can use risk and these high dollar things to help, you know, mitigate the risk. But most importantly, you need heightened trust, and that helps you build that trust. And so we have to make this a common practice, Tribe, and continuing to evolve. And that's why I go to the show notes, check out that link where she put out there about the current things to always be improving, right? And using your website as an online educational platform. And wherever you're at, start small, make these paradigm shifts, and build your website as you scale. And so that the whole idea is the website is that fast track to the handshake and helping you set those proper expectations. So I'm all about marketing all the time. And if we can keep all connected and continue to talking about this stuff, we're going to continue to evolve. One thing I just want to point out there is I raised my hand and struggled. She said there's so many different social media platforms and so many new shiny objects that I think we can find ourselves chasing so many things. But the website is that core foundational element that you got to have, and you have to have right, and make sure if you're not the one that owns the company, that you're the one facilitating the company, pay attention to that stuff and get feedback and help push your business to make the Art of Construction move forward. Thank you, Caitlin and the team, for all your help and what you're doing for the Art of Construction. If you need some help with the website, we'll have all the links for her to go check it out. Crush it out there, Tribe.